Rough Talk VR.
Welcome to another episode of Rough Talk VR, a weekly podcast with in-depth game reviews, exclusive developer interviews, and the latest Oculus Quest news. We join our hosts D Scruffles and Stratus2K1 today as they spend another episode breaking down and discussing the Oculus Quest virtual reality world.
Hey guys, welcome to this episode of Rough Talk VR. We're doing a pretty fun party game.
About today. Time.
Yeah, there's not.
We want the board game type VR experience.
I think we've even talked about that, like on past podcasts. Like there should be more board games, card games.
We were saying, I think, maybe last week about like how cool life would be if you could do it in VR.
Let alone a game like this, where it's a bunch of party mini games. It's pretty much, if any of you guys have played Mario Party, it's very similar to that.
See, I never played Mario Party, and I'm kind of glad about it. But this game has me fucking hooked.
Yeah, I had so many nights as a kid of having people over and playing Mario Party, like super late. It's a fun game. But nonetheless,
so
the game we're talking about today is Loco Dojo.
Loco Dojo
Unleashed. Yep. Can't forget that Unleashed at the end.
Nope.
It's made by developers Make Real Ltd. It's currently rocking 4.3 stars on the Oculus Quest store, on the official Oculus Quest store, too. This isn't an Apple App game or anything. It's got 63 ratings, and of those, 46 written reviews.
Which is good. Percentage-wise, ratings to reviews is pretty damn good.
Yeah, a lot of the people playing this game are like, holy moly, about time for one of these freaking games, you know?
Well, you know what's weird is if you look at the percentages, I mean, there's always that 1% that just doesn't like anything, and if you could find out who it was, it's probably the same person just going across the board with everything they buy.
But it's like, have you ever gone and seen like a 1-star Yelp review or a 1-star Google review and clicked on that person's profile and seen all their reviews? And it's always.
So there's always that 1% to me, but the threes and fours, I think, are like 10% or something. So to me, the consensus is you either really love this game or you just don't really like the game. Me personally, I absolutely love the game. I think you would second that.
Oh, I've had a blast. We've been lucky to be able to play with an additional friend too. So like, this is a single player game or it's a multiplayer game.
Mm-hmm. I encourage the multiplayer though.
Yeah, absolutely. The multiplayer is 1-4. Like we said, it's a board game with mini games. You might be like, what the hell are they talking about?
You could compare it to life.
Yeah. So there's like,
you got little things that, you know.
Yeah, but there's no like. Okay, so here's what happens. There's 16 different mini games in this game, right?
Mm-hmm. Spread out throughout a 3-dimensional circular board map.
Yep. On the board, it goes in a circle.
Yep.
So you're not like trying to necessarily reach the end. Depending on where you land on the tile, depends on like which game you do. So example, so you spin it, you can get either 1-4 for moving tiles, or you can get like a mystery like land. In the mystery spin, you can get coins, make things a bonus game for the winner, make things a bonus for the loser.
Yeah.
Set booby traps. But basically at the end of each mini game that you land on, you get coins, and the coins dictate your, I guess, headband rating, right?
Headband, but it's almost like it's a martial arts
theme to
rating
it.
System. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause they start you at white.
Yep.
Then it's yellow.
Yep.
And then green and then blue.
Purple, and then black.
And then black.
Yep.
So they take a couple of jumps, but...
Yeah. And then by the time you reach black, you get to go in the very middle of the game board. There's like these kamikaze pieces that look like... That's not the right word,
no,
right?
No,
yin and yang. What am I saying? Kamikaze. Yeah, yin and yang.
Because we were talking... World War II history.
Yeah, Jesus. This is what happens when we're dicking around in sound checks too long, you know?
Right. Go and get all into the history thing, and now here it carries over.
So now
the yin and yang symbols,
yeah,
that surround the main building you want to try to get to.
Yeah, there's four of those all on each sides. When you reach black belt, those turn into bridges. That when you get there, you can cross over the bridge, and then challenge the Grand Sensei in it, which is just like. You're not really challenging.
A random. You're just playing a random mini game.
Yeah. So a lot of these mini games, I would almost say there's like an attacking and defending position. If you're the person who lands on it, you have a different role than the other two people in a lot of the games, not all of them. Some of the games are you're on a neutral level no matter what.
Yeah, but you can mess with each other.
Yeah. But
so if you're all neutral, there's some benefit they give you that can sabotage your other player.
Yeah, but if you go to the middle, like if you're in the final one where you're quote-unquote challenging the sensei, which again, the sensei doesn't play or anything like that. It's just you still playing the other multiplayer people. But when you get to that one, it's always like an attacking and defending mini game. It's never a mini game from my experience. Nope. It always seems like it's
the rattlesnake.
Like, sure, yeah, that kind of type stuff. Yep. And when you say challenge the sensei, what we mean is right from the very start, there's this like big fat floating guy on a cloud in the sky who's kind of like, you know, narrating things a little bit. You know, he'll tell you what you get in the mystery things.
He sounds like the dude from Star Trek.
Yeah,
he's Jean-Luc Picard there.
You were even saying you want to know who does this voiceover. Yeah, like
that voice is so close.
Yeah, and it's good voice acting. It's fun.
Yeah.
He's a cool character.
It's entertaining.
So yeah, your goal is to get to black belt, get enough coins to get black belt, and then win the mini game in the middle. So what's interesting is once people start hitting black belt, some of the mystery spins, when you land on those, you can put a blockade over one of the sides of the bridges. So you can really mess with somebody getting to...
Yeah, they only last so many rounds, but that's enough to... Because, you know, you only go one direction in the board. It goes around the whole board, you know, kind of like... And they do a good job with the scenery and stuff, because the scenery is kind of dictating a little to the mini game that it involves. So if it's like a cactus, you see a cactus figure there, you're going to be playing that mini game if you land on that square. And you don't all start at the same starting point either. So you're not redundantly playing the same mini game over and over.
No, absolutely not. That's actually a very good point. And yep. It is cool. So yeah, when you go in, it's not like you have no idea what mini game you're going to play. It's not like randomly generated. Like you said, it's predetermined on the board. And that makes it convenient though, because like I said, on some of the mystery spins, you can get a bonus tile.
There's strategy involved if you want. Yeah.
So if you're like, I really like that game, that mini game, I'm good at it, I'm pretty confident I can take first, and then you get a winner's boost, you should put it on that mini game tile, right?
Absolutely.
So
same thing with the block. If you block someone's bridge, because let's say they've achieved their black belt through the point system, which I think if you get in the mini games, first place is 12 gold. Second place is, shit, I don't even know. It's nine,
I believe. Nine, and then third is six. And then, admittingly, we haven't been able to play with a fourth yet.
Not yet.
And I really want to. So like,
it's probably three.
I imagine you're the three.
I
think it would be real fun if it was zero.
That'd be cold. But it's not hard to get your black belt. Everybody seems to, for the most part, everyone seems to get it around the same amount of time.
Yeah, we've been lucky to be able to play with our friend Brian. And like, so he's been a third for us. And when it's me and you just playing, it's fun. It definitely is more fun with a third. I imagine with a fourth, it would be
even more
fun. So yeah, well, luckily we've gotten to experience that a bit. There's been a couple games when it's the three of us too, where like we all hit black belt and we're all at the temple. Like we're all there and we're all just losing the final mini game.
Yeah, because the only way you can win is you have to actually win the mini game being played on your turn when you have the black belt at the temple.
So
the other two people can make it really difficult for you to try to win.
Yeah, they don't need to care about coming in second or third. No. And like almost all these mini games, when you're the defender, you know, it's hard.
Yeah, none of the mini games are easy.
No, which if you want, we can kind of go into.
Yeah, we can those. Definitely break it down.
So that way we can start to rant about which ones we like and so shit like that. As long as
people get that, you know, it is a board game. You go around, players start at different locations on it, whether it's one player or two player. You're never going to start in the same tile together. They have the little strategy bonuses you can use.
Yep, via the mystery spins. Also, real quick before, I will say single player. You can play this game single player. Let's say you go, oh my God, I have no friends. Two things. They have a quick match option, which admittingly I have not played around with too much because I've been lucky to have people to play with. But it seems that there's a quick match option that it'll look for random games going on. But besides that, you can just play each mini game and get like, just play them. Like you'll see it on the wheel.
They change it a little because you don't have that human factor as the opponent for the... like one of the games we can get into.
Yeah, the single player one's real messed up.
Yeah, it's a lot easier with multiplayer than it is in the single player.
Yeah, and in the single player, you don't have access to all the games right away. They give you access to like four of the mini games.
You got
to
earn it.
And then you got to play each one of them. Then you get access to the next four. And then you get access to the next four.
They use the bronze, silver, gold system. So you at least have to get a bronze, silver, or gold in each of the mini games if you play single player to unlock the next group of mini games.
Yep. And your avatars aren't like your Oculus avatars or anything like that. You're kind of like these tiki heads.
They're animal faces.
Animal faces, yeah. I'm using a bunny one. But
tiki faces is kind of a good represent. They're like those wooden,
yeah.
But they're animal faces.
Yeah.
And you can unlock more of those.
They're cool looking, too.
I use a big long cat face looking one.
They're silly. And like you'll see your headband ranking on them in the multiplayer. Like if you're a purple belt or a purple headband, you'll have a purple headband on your guy. It's pretty cool.
Graphically, they did a good job with everything, though.
Yeah.
Which we can get into when we actually drop the rating on it.
Yeah.
So we'll go over the mini games because what's cool is it's not like they give you a board game and then there are no dice involved. You kind of spin it Wheel of Fortune style, grab a peg, and you can spin it either clockwise or counterclockwise.
It has to do one full rotation, though.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay, it has to at least move more than like four or five because I've tried to move it bit. I tried to do a small spin.
To nurse it to get what I wanted and it didn't work. Yeah. But I didn't. There was one time I did it and I kind of half-assed it and it still gave me the... And what's cool is your opponents see, like if you spin a four, everyone knows you get a four
because
your viewing thing is the same as theirs for that part,
which
is pretty cool. But what blew me away is they give you 16 mini games for this one board game. I thought there was only going to be like six.
Yeah, it's going to get repetitive.
Yeah, holy God, there's only going to be like six or seven, but no, 16 of them. Huh. So we'll go over a little bit of each one because it's not really, none of this is a spoiler at all. I mean, it's a board game. I don't think we're ruining anything for it. It's just actually, if anything, it's going to help it because they're damn fun.
Yeah.
Okay. So we got Ninja Biscuit.
It's
the one with the
there's
big,
like
big friggin'
like octopus looking thing.
Almost looks like a Monster Inc. monster.
Yeah. He's just got like these tentacle looking things.
That's what I'm thinking of, a different one,
but they're crazy. So what happens is Ninja Biscuits,
there's like conveyor belt.
There's like the attackers are standing behind a conveyor belt with pastries coming in front of them. What I describe as pastries, or as I say pastries, some of them look like donuts, some of them look like
donuts,
cookies,
yeah, but huge.
Yeah,
like I just
frisbee sized,
maybe like bigger than that, probably like a foot and a half.
Yeah, they're pretty big. So you have to take it and throw it like a frisbee and try to knock out the teeth of the monster, octopus-looking...
Octomonster.
Crazy-looking thing. If you're the defender in that... So if you're playing that single player real quick, you're only just throwing it. That's the only challenge.
Yeah, you know what? We'll only talk about the multiplayer.
Yeah.
Because the single player element is... The variables are the same... It's the same exact game but you're not going to... The multiplayer is so much cooler with the defender, what they get, because you don't get that in the single.
So you're throwing the frisbees as the attacker on the defender. You have to block it. You got like these giant blockers in your hand.
Oven mitts.
Oven mitts.
Giant fucking oven mitts. Huge oven mitts.
Yeah, which I'll say real quick.
Like 3 feet big ass oven mitts.
Yeah, everything about this game is illogical.
Exaggerated.
Over-exaggerated, cartoonish, hilarious.
Yeah.
Absolutely hysterical. So yeah, you have oven fucking mitts that you're blocking people throwing frisbee pastries.
And in multiplayer... You're the one guy defending,
and
they're both throwing.
Yeah, it's pretty intense.
It's tough.
Yeah, so like the way it determines who wins is like either, so when you hit a tooth, you'll get X amount of points, and then there's one golden tooth that if you hit, you get way more points.
Every mini game's got this gold element to it, which way or form.
Yeah, so the attackers, when they're throwing it, you know, let's say their total score is 12. One of their total scores 12 and, you know, the other one's 10. Just random numbers, you know? For the defender, the way it tallies his score is the total amount of his remaining teeth.
Yep.
So if his total score of his remaining teeth is more than the total score that either one of them did, then he wins that challenge.
Was it you that just protected the gold tooth and you really didn't care about anything else? Or was that the dude we played with?
I think that was Brian.
Okay.
I think that was him.
That was a good strategy.
Yeah.
No, you do you wave your hands all around.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to say right now.
Yeah. I just came to my mind. Just came to my mind too.
Say another word. Although this is a board game.
And it's fun.
Take your Guardian real serious. Maybe shorten it a little so that you give yourself a little breathing room.
Overcompensate.
There's an everything warning. There's a ceiling fan warning. There's a desk warning.
There's a
TV warning. That dude flipped his TV.
Our friend knocked over his TV.
Yep. I can't remember. Oh.
I know which game it is, and I'll say it when we fucking get to it, because that game needs like an extra warning.
Yeah.
But like,
so take all these mini games are fun, but take the Guardian seriously.
Yeah. And I'll say, look at where your room position is after every single minigame, because I move around way more when I'm playing this game than I realize. Like, the times that I've hit the table and shit like that, that was actually the same night that Brian hit the TV. Like, I'll be in good position for one minigame, and then I'll finish it and not, like, check where I am in the room, and I'll be way the hell over on the other side. And like, now I'm in danger zone of hitting something. But like, if I look at where I'm in after every single mini game, then I walk back to where I should be, then I'm good, you know?
You know what I do?
What?
I have my Guardian set, and just by happenstance, like the dead middle of it, my toes just start to touch the carpet in front of me.
Okay.
So I use the first little notch under my toes.
Yep. To know that you're in proper position.
That's my guide.
That's your lining up.
I can feel it with my heel. Yeah. I can move my foot back. So I take the ceiling fan, desk fan, TVs, walls, everything serious in this game, because you have so much fun playing them. And if you're competitive, yeah. And just like the first one we're talking about, the Ninja Biscuits, when you're, you know, you got these huge oven mitts in your hands and you're waving them left and right because there's people throwing these pastries from 20 feet away at you. You can get carried away real easy. The immersion. Yeah.
You know, that's being what it is,
you shouldn't feel that immersed.
Well, that's how how I lose track of where I am in my room. And I want to emphasize this. I'm not an idiot with this stuff. I very rarely hit my stuff in most games. It's not like I play Thrill the Fight and I'm hitting my walls and stuff like that. It's not like that. I'm not the guy banging stuff around. This game, though, I think it's partially the immersion factor, like you just said.
You get too into the activity that you're not paying attention to the fact that you're in your room or wherever your play space is. So just, I think you had said it like when we were talking earlier, like do your Guardian, but, you know, even be extra sensitive to that setting because you don't want any mistakes.
Yeah, so, if you see those blue lines, you need to get the hell away
ninja,
from where you are.
Ninja Biscuit. That's a fun one. Crab Catch.
This is one that you're really good at.
I enjoy it a lot.
Yeah, so again, back to the silly factor with these mini games. You have giant lobster hands in this one.
Yep, the like big claws. Cling, 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 cling. They're huge. Yeah. They're like 4 feet, 4 foot claws attached to a body that's not par for the...
No, attached to your little tiki hand body, which with your floating hands. So you got a little boat underneath you. This one has no attacker and defender. This one's a neutral grounds for everyone, you know? So this isn't one you'll get at the very end.
And they're crab claws, not lobster claws.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Hence the name Crab Catch.
Yeah, I'm an idiot. I know.
I was going to wait for you to catch it, but I was like, oh, you're not going to say it, are you?
I'm not an idiot about hitting stuff in my house usually. I'm an idiot about this stuff, though.
No. Okay.
Nonetheless, though, so you got these giant crab claws, and these fish are jumping out of the ocean. Like
from the left and right.
Left and right, just ridiculous amount
of
fish.
Like a rainbow jump.
Yeah, there's a lot of them, too.
Yeah.
They're coming fast.
There's three different types of fish and sizes. You get those big ones, and then you get the yellow ones, and then you get the green ones.
Yeah, it's pretty chaotic for me to try and pick and choose which ones I get.
Yeah, because you got a claw in each hand, and the fish are coming at you from the right and left, jumping over the boat, and you got to catch them and put them in your boat.
Yep, underneath.
Little boat in front of you.
There's times I've caught them, and because it's so hectic and frantic and fast, I've caught it and went to go put it in my boat and missed my boat.
I got real good with
whacking,
not catching them, but just using my claw and stopping them in air and kind of like pushing them into the boat, and it'll still give you the credit for it.
Yeah, as long as it lands in the boat, that's all you need.
But because of the single player, which I use single player as just practice.
That's what it is.
Now I get the whole, okay, I can use my left claw. Because I was nursing the right claw.
Yeah.
And just using the left to like, no, but now I'll actually know they're coming that way and grab them from the left and then grab my claw from the right.
Yeah, I just got gold trophy on single player not too long ago. I was catching them with both hands. That was the best I ever did. I was like,
crab catch is fun.
Crab catch is fun.
It make me laugh.
Yeah, because you load into it and like, so you got your regular hands and then like you prep. So every mini game when you go into it, it'll give you like a brief description of what to do.
Real brief.
It'll be like
description. No, there's no description.
It'll be like, you know, land, fish, and boat.
Catch
the fish in the boat. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Yep. But then you press okay, and then poof, you got these giant crab claws. Like, dude, giant crab claws.
Some of the negative reviews on the actual game is that there hasn't, you know, oh, I bought the game and there's no real description on how to play anything, but
I think that's part of the silliness. It's like, what the hell is going on?
And it's not complicated to figure out. So if you play it either single player, there's no way you couldn't figure out these games within 5 seconds. Yeah. Go, oh, okay, I get it.
Yeah. Every mini game that we did the first time that I did bad on, I was like, okay, next time we play this, I got this.
Correct.
You know?
So crab catch is fun as hell.
Yeah.
Again, graphics are great on everything. Bug Crunch.
This one's a...
I love this one. Yeah. I ace this one.
Yeah, this one I always mess up with at some point. So, like, you have these giant...
Feet.
Yeah.
Feet on sticks.
Feet, almost what looks like a golf club.
Yeah, but instead of a head of a club, it's a big flat foot.
Yeah, and these... Behind you, you have a bunch of, like, picnic food.
You got to protect your picnic basket from the bugs, or your picnic lunch from the bugs.
Yeah, there's these bugs in the middle of the room. There's, like, a giant, you know, pole, kind of, with four holes on the bottom so they can come at each player. And, like, bugs just run at you, and you gotta squish them. But you got to squish them. You got to, like, lift that thing up and squish it. You have to
go on the bug, or it'll kind of... scoot or push the bug.
That's where I mess up.
I figured out if you screw up like once or twice in this game,
You're done,
man.
Yeah, like
your food's gonna get all stolen, and you'll get to see it walk away because they grab the food from behind you. And sometimes you can
still whack them away too, but you're wasting time because now two more bugs are getting by you. So what I mean is, like, yeah, sometimes you'll go to whack like squish it, and they'll like knock way away to the left. And it's like, you don't know where it is right now. And you have four more bugs coming at you, so you can't focus on it. But that guy's circling all the way around behind you and taking your food.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend looking behind you.
No, because, that's where I've messed up. The one time I ever turned around and looked behind me to try to squish the one guy who got behind me, then I lost all.
If you just wait, he'll come right back up.
Yeah, and you have a chance to squish him.
Yep, and again. Then your food will be sitting there, though, in front of your face. It gets
adrenaline.
The stress factor is definitely there. The adrenaline's there because if you don't hit it flat, you're screwed.
Yeah, the game is way less chaotic in single player because you're like, all right, I just didn't do good. But when you're playing the board game and like, you know, you want to be the first.
There's points involved. You want to win the game.
You don't want to come in last.
No, because if you get last, you don't. Especially if you're playing and someone's gotten a couple games in a row. It's like they just got 24 points.
Yeah,
and you've gotten 12 in the past two games. So it's.
Yeah.
You gotta win.
Yep.
And it gets real competitive the more people that play it.
And the tide can turn fast, but we'll keep going with the games.
Yep. Next would be Totem Moles.
You're really freaking good at this one, too. I don't think you've ever lost this one that we've played.
I don't think so.
No, is that what you're about to say?
I think.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think I've lost.
So this one lets you have like three different areas to stack on, and then like...
You gotta stack totem pole... blocks that are going to pop out of the ground in whack-a-mole fashion. So they launch out of the ground and there'll be a bunch of them launching at the same time.
Yeah. And there's a gold, almost all these games have like a golden
element.
So there's like a golden mole that might pop up that gives you extra points.
But your hands on this one aren't hands.
Nope.
Because why would they be?
Nope. Not in Loco Dojo Unleashed.
They're big robot extending arms. So you press the trigger and the arm will extend up to like what, 15 feet?
Yeah.
And you can do right or left. And then you got to pick up these blocks. And then that's where you got your thing with the, you got three different locations at your thing to stack them on.
Yep. And like every time you stack, so you stack one, it gives you plus one. You stack just two, plus three, you know, plus four. I've never been able to stack higher than four.
I can't go past four because time I try my ceiling fan, I'm hitting my ceiling fan. No. So I'm not coming flat on it.
Okay.
I'm coming at an angle. And if you touch it at an angle, you're screwed.
Yeah, you can knock your own things over either by accidentally whacking it with your robot arm or trying to stack improperly, and then the whole thing will wiggle and you lose all the points you got there.
Oh, you would have beat me in that the other day. Remember?
Yeah.
And then you got upset because you knocked yours down, but then you started knocking down more of yours because you were like, I'm never going to win. And then you were like only 2 points away from winning.
Yeah, it was weird. So maybe you don't fully lose your points when you knock them over. I don't know, because I had way more points in that than I should have, because I knocked over every single one of mine.
I got you. Yeah, you guy was having a little temper tantrum.
No, I was being silly. It was fun.
You were upset.
I was like, what the fuck? But, this game's competitive.
Stupid competitive.
It's silly.
In all the right ways, though.
Yeah.
There's no, like...
But I should have had 0 points, and like you said, I only lost by like... It was more than two.
You still had some on there.
Yeah, it was...
It shouldn't have justified...
It was weird.
For me having three different locations stacked and...
We had a real close one the other day, last night too, playing with our friend. And the only reason you beat me is because we had the same exact number stacked, but you had a gold one.
Correct.
I was like, oh.
That gold one, I think, is worth five in that one. So, I mean, think of that. You'd have to stack.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's so hard gold, to beat up. But there's a lot of gold ones that pop up.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of them that are coming at the same time, like you said.
And they have bombs that pop up.
So yeah.
So you could accidentally...
I've never grabbed a bomb by accident, luckily, in this one.
I've grabbed them on purpose to see if I can...
Launch them at the other people? You can't. You can't mess with the other people in this one.
Nope. But there's some where you can.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Cactus Kebabs.
Yeah. Cactus Kebabs, man. We managed to do a lot of multiplayer games and not come across this one. I ended up experiencing this one a lot more in single player.
Yeah. The only way I... For some reason...
I just didn't get it in multiplayer.
People playing, yeah.
And we did a lot of games. Just never came up.
But this one's kind of cool. This is a ginormous cactus in the middle of the room, and your job is to take javelins and throw the javelin. And it's a pretty big javelin. It's not like small, I'd say. What do you say, like 4 feet, 3 feet? And you have to throw it at these spinning condiments like lettuce, tomato.
When we say spinning, they're not like, you know, slow moving, chugga chugga choo choo.
This is honestly
moving. They're like bullet train moving too.
One of the funner games they have, but definitely one of the hardest.
Yeah, when I played it, I only hit probably like two condiments.
And you can stack the condiments
because
they're I don't know. Well, this is tough to so like you might have lettuce coming in, let's say right? This is tough to describe. So you might have lettuce coming in, let's say 2 feet off the cactus, but 2 feet off the lettuce might be a tomato, and then there might be 2 feet off of that a cheese, so it's layered.
Yeah.
And they're spinning at different speeds, almost like a universe would around the cactus.
That's how I got two. I only hit one javelin, but I got lettuce and tomato at the same time.
Yeah, and you get extra points for that.
Yeah.
And the cactus is not small. This is like a 40-foot tall cactus.
And of course, the fat sensei is going to shit talk you like
the whole time.
The whole time about how much you suck.
At least you hit the cactus.
Yeah.
At least you hit the cactus.
I'm like, ah.
Frustrating. But that's a fun game, Cactus Kebab.
That's actually the only one that we didn't come across in multiplayer as well.
Yeah.
All the other ones we played ad nauseum.
And it's weird because for the amount, with three people.
We played the other ones a lot.
Three people and we've never stumbled on. I mean, I see it on the map. I mean, on the board game.
Yeah.
I know where it is, but
we've just never landed
it that far.
No.
Yeah. All right. So next, peer pressure.
So peer pressure, you got like a potato gun. So you have potatoes to the left of you and you've got to put the potato in the loading part of the gun.
Each potato is 10?
I think so, something like that. So you can load up, you know, several potatoes at once. That's what I usually do.
Usually 50 I put in there.
Yeah. And so you have a peer in front of you, but so do the other people.
Mm-hmm.
So there's birds flying above with, again, condiments.
And carrying ketchup, mustard.
Mustard, other things, you know. Yep. There's bombs as well, and then there is golden condiments as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to time it so you hit the bird with your potato gun over your pier so it falls and lands on your pier. You can accidentally drop condiments in other people's piers, or if you notice that we said bombs, Yes, you can mess with people in this one.
In a big way.
In a big way. You can hit the seagull or the... Would you say it's a seagull or bird? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I thought it's a seagull, right?
It's a seagull.
All right, so you hit the seagull, it drops the bomb on somebody else's. It's going to blow the shit out of all their condiments.
Yep. Knocks them right off the pier.
Mm-hmm.
So you can... That's the strategy in this one, of if you want to mess with the other players.
Yeah.
Just... And it's like a... Reminds me of the old bombing games that used to have back in the day. Planes fly at different speeds, but you have to still hit the target. But I have fun on this one.
Yeah, I love this one, actually.
You know what's funny in single player in this one? There's a seagull that comes and shits on you. Right on your face. So you can't see for a couple of seconds. Big old splat. It was like, and you see him coming because he comes from, and you're always looking up in the sky at the seagulls, but this guy will come straight across the screen from you, and you'll just see him looking at you all like angry bird. Oh, it's hysterical, dude. First time I saw it, I was like, what's this bird looking at me like that for? That's weird. He doesn't have anything in his mouth. There's nothing for me to, I didn't shoot at him or nothing. And then like seconds later, he's getting bigger and bigger, and then there's the big, right? I swear. This big bird shit across the face. He'll get you like two or three times in multiplayer.
This game is hysterical, my man. This is too funny.
The tear factor in this game is for real.
That's why it's
so fun. That's one of the rare ones in single player. It's pretty fun.
This is why it's fun to play with friends too, because it's comical. The whole thing is ridiculous.
Oh yeah, and everyone's messing with each other sometimes, and or if not, you're talking some shit. And
there's even sometimes where when they're describing the game, like the sensei will say something, who goes, because it just makes sense, right?
Yeah.
It's like, it's just so illogical. Like, yeah, you just got giant crab claws. That just makes sense.
Oh, dude. It's hysterical.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah, potato gun, shoot seagulls that are flying overhead, and try to get those bottles of ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise, whatever they're flying over, to land on your pier, except the bombs. Because if you drop a bomb on your own pier, it doesn't take mercy on you. Because you did it, it treats you like everyone else.
Yeah.
You will wipe out your own points.
Yeah, it blows a lot of yours away.
That's the interesting thing, too. A lot of the mini games that you can mess with other people, aside from that, you can easily screw, like the mole one.
Yeah.
You can't mess with people, but you can easily knock your shit down.
Yeah, luckily in this one, never landed a bomb on my own. And here's the thing, if you're not landing a bunch of stuff on your own, if you're not landing a bunch of condiments on your own, you're like... All right, well, I don't have a bunch of points. Time to even out the playing field, you know?
Right. Or if you don't care about the points, you can just be a jerk.
Yeah, well, you don't need to get a bunch of points if you've knocked off everyone else's.
Just make everyone else get frightened. Oh, that's just
mean. You got our friend messed with you bad last night.
Yeah, he landed my whole pier off.
With like 3 seconds left.
Yep. I had a stacked pier. Stacked.
No time to recover.
That's all right. I got payback in the game. We'll talk about later. Egg boxing.
I love this one. I'm an asshole in this one.
I love this game in multiplayer. I can't stand it in single player.
Yeah, so this one, yeah. So in multiplayer, so you have a spoon in your hand. And like
big wooden spoon.
A big wooden spoon.
Big.
And you have a boxing glove on your
left hand.
That's kind of the same robot retractable mechanic.
Oh, yeah, it goes far.
That, like in Totem Moles. But it's a boxing glove instead of the catching thing. It just like shoots out far. So you scoop up the egg and you put it in the frying pan area, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
And occasionally there's a golden egg. But if you're playing with other people, what's that boxing glove for? To whack other people's eggs. So you better
crack them.
You better believe I'm looking to see if anybody gets a gold egg. The second I see them put that gold egg in their spoon, I'm launching my boxing glove.
Makes this one tough is you got to take the egg from the right side of you
and move it all the way to the left.
To the left and put it on a special rack that rolls it down into the frying pan and then cracks it open.
It's very easy just to lose the balance of the egg on the spoon and it falls over.
Let alone being punched at. And if you drop the egg on the ground, then it hatches into a little chick.
Yeah.
And runs around the ground. But the mess with people factors there. I actually enjoy it more when we just focus on trying to see who can get the most eggs, but that doesn't seem to ever happen.
Yeah, well, that'll happen. The only time it gets really bad with the boxing is when we're all already at black belt.
Black belt. Yeah, you have nothing to lose.
Yeah, we just boxing each other up.
But
because this is a neutral ground one, so you'll never get this for the last mini game
Probably
in
not.
The middle. No, because
if you did, you just always have two people hammering at one person. Yeah, you're never going to win on that one. But no, that's a fun one. And the golden egg is kind of crucial. If you don't get that a golden egg in this game, you're probably screwed.
I've only lost this one once, I think.
Yeah, no, you do really good
in it. Yeah, this is one of my better ones. And you're saying single player.
Single player is a different animal. It's the same concept. You got that big wooden spoon, you got the boxing glove, and you got to take your big egg. It's not a small egg, folks. This is a big egg. This is, again, 3-4 foot.
Ostrich egg. Yeah. Ostrich eggs, you know?
Times 100. It's huge. But instead of the opponents being able to box you, they've got these three huge cactuses standing in the distance, and each one will turn, and if you've got your egg in your hand, he throws a punch at you. And their accuracy is like 100%. So you have to, if you want to get that egg over, you have two options. You can either punch the cactus when he turns around, and he'll then turn around and won't throw a punch, but you have literally like 2 seconds to get the egg from, and you can't do that because then the cactus in the middle is going to turn around and he's going to throw his big smash. So the only way I could figure out to do it was to time it, like have the spoon ready under the egg. And the second that cactus started, which now you got to go from looking forward to looking right and then try to move it because, you know, the eggs, you know what I'm talking about? The egg's going to start wobbling and...
You can't accidentally hit it with your boxing glove because it'll burst.
No. And
all you got is that spoon you can touch it with, but you'll use the other one almost like...
I even tried to just press in the left trigger and throwing punches at all the different things. But, you know, it's, again, if you have a 3-foot huge-ass egg and a huge-ass wooden spoon, it still doesn't add up to in your favor. You know, take one of those little tiny little mini serving spoons and run down the street with an ostrich egg. That would be a great representation of scale. You're not going to make it very far. And then have your buddy throw punches at it. So this game's fun. Come on, man.
Egg boxing. I've always liked that mini game.
Yeah.
It's silly. It's laugh factor through the roof.
I think
that's
the first one that we actually played that came up in a spin.
I think so,
too. When we first started playing this.
Yeah, that might have been our first mini game.
Yep, egg boxing. But it's still, man, holy crap.
I think our first two was egg boxing and then crab hands over there.
Crab hands, yep. Dude, when... I don't want to go backwards, but when I first saw those crab hands...
Dude, that's one of my favorite moments.
I press the trigger and I see the little claws going click, 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 click. I didn't care what the game was about. I was like, this is... freaking hysterical because all these are original. This isn't like a steal off of you know, like, oh, it's modern day Monopoly or
you could compare it to Mario Party in concept, but all the mini games are 100% unique.
I'll compare it to every board game out there because it's a game and you play it, and but it's definitely an original. I like this so much that I'm hoping that there's a ton more games start coming out with playable mini games like this, because this is a game changer.
Yeah, in VR, like hell yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. So the next, Way of the Sausage.
Huge Guardian warning.
Yeah.
On this one. This is the one that our friend knocked his TV over on.
First time.
I whacked my table on it. Very good. The same, literally a minute later.
I lost some tears laughing on it from... playing with you guys, listening to all the damage.
But. Yeah, so really make sure you're in, like, you see this, you land on Way of the Sausage, you see that pop up, like, all right, make sure you're, make sure everything's situated good real quick. You got, like, these nunchucks. Sausage nunchucks.
Well cooked. They're cooked really well,
yeah,
too.
You know, I wish
well
you
cooked
could,
sausage
could,
nunchucks.
Too bad you can't eat them at the end of the minigame.
But again, glorified big.
Over the top exaggerated. Yep. This game should be called Local Dojo Exaggerated, but nonetheless.
Right.
So there's bats that fly at you. Again, you got like picnic food behind you, right? No, you got pigs behind you. You got pigs behind you.
Pigs, bro. Piglets.
Your little piglets. You got to protect your piglets. These bats fly at you, and you got to whack them with your sausage nunchuck. Whack. Whack.
Yep.
Again, you got one in each hand, so you're just sitting there. Whack. And here's the thing. It's not like with Bug Smash where, you know, they take your food, then you can still smash them. I've not been able to hit a bat that has taken my
conceptually
pig.
I've thrown one of my sausages at the bat flying away with my piglet, but I can never get it near.
Yeah, Maybe you can, but not me. But because then by then more are getting by too.
Yeah.
It's useless. So yeah, you get your Piglet stolen. You see it flying. And like sometimes it messes with me in multiplayer playing with all these other people because like I'll see these Piglets flying. Oh my God, is that mine? And in that moment of thought is then one slips by me and I'm like, shit, well now it definitely is mine, you know?
Yep. Throws the rhythm off too.
Yeah. So this one, it just make sure you're good.
And position. Just like the bug one, it starts off all pretty casual mm-hmm. with, you know, oh, here's a bat. A couple of seconds later, here's another bat. And then they start
speeding
throwing.
Up. Two.
They're coming at you a little to the left, a little yep. to the right. I only use one nunchuck.
Yeah, that's usually what I do.
And I don't do too bad. No. If I start trying to do
you usually two, win that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I hit them head on like I don't ever come sideways with them.
Yeah.
I hit the bat square straight in the face.
Mm-hmm.
Like right down the body. Because I noticed sometimes if I was trying to do the, you know, swing to the left, swing to the right. It didn't always. Mm-hmm. I'd see a little piglet flying away.
Yeah. Up and down is.
They like pigs in this game.
Yeah.
It's kind of a pig
and
thing.
Apples.
Mm-hmm. Because in the lobby, you can throw apples at each other.
Yeah.
Maybe some sexual innuendo here and there.
Maybe.
Possibly.
But.
Especially with the apples.
But the lobby, real quick, before we go to the next mini game, the lobby is a little glitchy in this.
Yeah, like I was going to get into that after the
yeah.
game.
Okay, we'll keep going then.
Because it's a minor thing, but for what it's worth, it's already being worked on.
Yeah.
Is my understanding.
Yeah.
So it's like, by the time, I don't know, we'll see.
Okay, what's the next one?
So, Way of the Sausage, bats flying at you, save your piglets, hope for the best, and severe, 4-star guardian warning.
Yeah. Okay. Exclamation point.
Yeah, for real. Okay. This next one's my least favorite. Seesaw.
I like this one. This is one of those attacker defender ones.
Don't like it.
So which way don't you like it as? Do you not like being...
I don't like being a...
Seesaw?
I don't like being a seesaw.
I got the fucking hang of it. I won last night because of
don't
this one.
Don't like this one at all with the seesaw. I don't mind being the attacker because I do all right with
yeah.
hitting them, but whatever.
Yeah, I won for the first time at the very end. Like, I won the game mm-hmm. because of this one last night. That I think I got it down on it. But nonetheless, so if you're the attacker, there's like a giant whale thing.
Yeah, like, and he's...
He's giant.
He's huge. And big flat whale face.
And you have to throw like, what is it? Like almost like slime. Like
sea urchins.
Sea urchins at them. Yeah. So
sea urchins or clams. I don't know what they are.
Yeah. You're throwing something on him and you have to like.
Not land. Throwing them. You got to hit them.
Yeah. And it sticks on him.
You got to hit him with a paddle.
Mm-hmm.
Do you use your hands?
No. I've just been the defender on this one like the last like three times. Yeah. So yeah, I haven't been the attacker in a bit. But yeah. You hit it with a paddle.
Yeah.
That's right.
Or.
It like shoots or. Up. It shoots up out of like a spout thing and then you pew.
Yeah, you gotta hit it.
Yeah.
Like a baseball.
Yeah. I actually do way better as the defender on this one, too.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, so.
You can get a rhythm.
Yeah.
That's why.
So I'm not good at like the baseball element of it, of hitting it.
Yeah.
I usually go too far to the left. But nonetheless, so, you know, if you're the attacker and it you stick the sea urchin clam thingy on it, you get X amount of points. But then, like, every once in a while, there's slime that appears.
Yeah,
and if you land on the slime, you get a way more points. That's like the equivalent of like a gold, I guess you could say. And now if you're the defender, what you got to do is you have like this giant like circular saw that's on
scaffolding.
Yeah. And you have these two handles, one for the left side, one for the right side, and you got to reel it up and down. And then turn it at an angle so, you know, only move one so that the seesaw rolls or like the saw rolls across. And you have to try to like skim off the sea urchins and whatnot that have stuck on there. So the attackers get points by sticking them on and you get points by clearing them off. So
yeah, you can like, clear off chunks at a time too. Yeah.
So that's something to keep in mind as the thrower. Like if you get a rhythm landing them all in the same spot, that's awesome. But the guy's just going to come through and clear them all out at the same time. So you almost want to spread out your hits, you know, if you're the attacker. So yeah, like you have to like roll it to the spot you want and then just roll one to kind of down. So it like rolls across, you know, it's pretty,
this is a very big rub your belly, pat your head.
Yeah.
Type.
You have to do like two types of movements at the same
time.
Your
left hand has got to work. Not always in conjunction with your right hand.
Yeah, it's a very like funky feel. You can lose rhythm of it very fast.
Yeah.
But I got the hang of it really good. I like being the defender in this one.
Still fun, but my least favorite of the 16, I would rank it 16.
Yeah. Me personally, I like this one.
Yep. So next would be Rattlesnakes.
This is my least favorite.
This one isn't bad.
Fuck this one.
No, it's not bad. Nah, man, you're big on the F-bombs this week.
Sorry. Hate this one, though.
No, this one's fun. You have, if you're the...
It's fun if you're the defender. I'm sorry, if you're the attacker.
Yeah, if you're...
Well, it's kind of backwards in this one. It's fun if you're not the archer.
So airplanes are going to fly over. And when I say airplanes, I mean like those World War II type biplanes are going to fly over and they're going to parachute down bombs and cheeseburgers. And if you're the, again, we can't really say attacker, but one person's role in it is going to be to pick up these rattlesnake arrows. So you got to like reach with your right hand and pick up the arrow, put it on your bow, and you have to shoot the cheeseburgers. Like, you have to hit the cheeseburger. You can't just shoot the parachute, because I was doing that for a whole round.
Yeah, then it just drops it down super fast.
Yeah, and you get no points for it. But if you hit the cheeseburger, you get points. They got gold cheeseburgers that look like super Big Macs or something. You shoot those, you get extra points. And then the other people, I'll let you describe that.
Yeah, that one you land, like, you got like a giant cart.
Like a coal miner cart.
That you have these buttons that you move up, down, left, right, and you got to like get them like underneath the hamburger, the cheeseburger, and yeah, like land it, let it land perfectly in.
Let it parachute in.
Yeah.
So there's also bombs that fall too.
Yeah. You can't go near those. So like those will land on the ground and then, you know, in like what, 3-4 seconds, they'll explode. Go off. So
but if you accidentally catch one, you're mm-hmm. screwed.
Or if you stand next to it.
Yep.
There's been times.
I avoid them.
Yeah. I just not worth any points near there. Like just avoid the burgers that are coming, you know?
So the complaint in this one is easy to catch the cheeseburgers next to impossible to shoot them.
But one time you did win the end of the game with this one.
Yeah.
I'll give you a lot of credit for that. That's hard. Because this one's...
Yeah, and it was the three of us.
Yeah. That's the only time I've ever seen the person initiating the game who's the bow and arrow guy. Or not, yeah, bow and arrow with the rattlesnakes.
I just got real lucky that night.
Yeah, you got a lot of points with
them,
too.
Again, there's a timing element in every game. Like, you know, that last one with hitting the sea urchins. If you're mm-hmm. the person hitting the sea urchins with your paddle, I mean, you can get a rhythm and a time and just keep doing it over and over and over and hit it in the same spot. So it's just kind of the same thing with this one, but it's... I don't know. It's hard. It's hard.
But you usually do good with bow and arrow games in VR, I've noticed.
I don't know why.
You have good accuracy with them.
Yep. So but I just think it's just a time, like throwing a football pass yeah. or some shit. I don't know. But, you're either going to love this game or hate it. That's all I would say.
Yeah.
Depending on what side of the fence you're on. Yeah. I don't really mind. I like
being the catcher. Like, I like catching them.
Yeah, I know I'm probably going to lose if I'm the one who landed on the tile, and now that means I'm going to be the rattlesnake dude.
Yeah.
But it's fun, wicked fun. And there's a good laugh factor to it, especially with the bombs. This next one's funny as hell. I haven't seen anybody who doesn't laugh their ass off with this one. Apple Dash.
I thought you were going to say a different one that I'm nonetheless, but nope. Yeah, Apple Dash.
That one's coming next. Yeah. Apple Dash.
Apple Dash is another attacker defender one.
Yeah.
If you're the one who initiates it, you know, you're going for it.
You're the one who landed on the tile, then you are going to be the pig.
Yep. And you have like
it's a remote control.
Yeah. This is another kind of funky two movements at once. You have like one hand moves up and down and the other hand moves left and right.
Yep, but it's a handle.
Yeah, it's two, like,
it's not moving.
Yeah.
You don't move left and right. You pull it up to go one way, down to go the other.
Yep.
And then you go forward, backwards. I do really well at this.
Yeah, you're good at it.
If I'm the piggy, I do really good.
So you have, as the pig with those controls, you have to go grab these apples in your mouth and bring them back to kind of your den.
Yep.
And then you get points for that. There, of course, there's two gold apples as well that are there, and then a bunch of regular apples.
Yep.
Of course, gold apples give you a bunch of points. So your goal, get the apples, put them in there, get enough points to win. Boom. Awesome. If you're the other people, you have a torch in one hand and then a button you press, and then it shoots a bomb up. Then you pick it up in your hand, you light the end of it, and you have to try to blow up the pig with the bombs.
And their bombs are all old school bombs, like cartoon bombs, like a bowling ball with the wick in it.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And you can watch the wick burn down.
Yep. So like that's something I actually do a lot because for timing. Like, if you throw the bomb next to the pig and the wick's full and it just started to burn, you know, they have plenty of time to get out of there. It's hard to sneak that up on there. So a lot of times I'll light it and let it sit in my hand till it's real low and be like, pew, shoot it in, you know?
And if it blows up in your hand, you're not dead.
No.
You get that whole like explosion factor.
Yeah.
You lose a good handful of seconds.
That's all. And then, it's hard. Like you get 5 points if you blow up the pig. But it's hard to catch the pig with the bombs, in my opinion.
I'd rather be the pig.
I think so in this one, actually.
It's just a remote control pig. It's so blatantly obvious it's not a real pig. So
yeah, and I have a good strategy with this one. It's like just get any apple and then don't get blown up.
Yeah, I don't care about the golds in this game.
Yeah, if you get the apple, any apple, and you don't get tagged. You
only need one.
Yeah, yeah. And then you only need one and then don't get blown up.
Yeah, this game's funny, though.
Yeah.
This mini game's, they're all funny, but this is probably one of my top three.
I agree with that. I don't know if top three, but it's one of my more preferred. It's silly.
All right, speaking of silly.
This next one is a little innuendo-ish, huh?
Milking a pig.
Oh, never mind. Never mind. I thought we were.
No, milking a pig via piglets. This one is friggin' weird.
It's got the best name.
It's weird.
Milking a pig via piglets.
So you get these little
piglets.
Bouncing piglet bottles.
That have, yeah.
That's the only way I can describe them. They're
like
bottle
syringes almost, because you see them like.
Yeah. And in front of you is a mama pig. It's going to sound so worse than it is. It's going to be, so think whack-a-mole, but with nipples. So you got two rows of big pig nipples, and you've got to pick up these little piglets, and only certain nipples are going to poke out like a good 3 or 4 inches.
So you got to poke it on the viable nipples.
Yeah. Yep. So when the nipples are good, stick that piglet. I only use one piglet. Not two-handed in this game.
Nope. Only one piglet at a time for me too.
Yep. And then you've got to time how much milk the piglet. You actually gave me a great pointer last night when you were like, oh, you can tell when it's going to explode. So if you leave the piglet on the nipple for more than, I usually count seconds, but we'll say you'll see the back end of the piglet
fill
like
up.
A syringe fill up. And then if you leave it on there, it's going to explode and you get white milk all in your face and your eyes and you can't see.
Discombobulated.
So again, seconds are lost. And in this game, seconds count. So in the perfect world, you pick up your piglet, pop it on the good nip. And nipple, and then that was fucked up. Put it on the viable nipple, fill it up to the amount you think necessary, take the piglet away from the nipple, and now you got to put it into one of those big old metal.
Yeah, well, not put it in, you got to like squeeze the back end of it, the milk.
Push the back end of that syringe pig into the milk jug.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a big milk jug, like the old metal milk jugs.
Yep. So whoever has the most milk at the end wins. And depending on how full it is,
weird, dude.
Depending on how full your pig is, it depends on how much points you get. Like if you only stick on.
You got what, six?
I got five in one.
Five, okay.
So like, and here's the thing. You can tell when it's about to explode. You'll see those little feet wiggling around.
Yeah, they go from not moving to, but you're talking nanoseconds.
Yeah.
So the second you see those little piggy feet move.
You'll get usually 4 points.
Man, you better take that pig off.
Yeah. This is one I usually win. One time I put a winner's bonus on this one, so confident I was going to win, and then I came in second, and I was like, what?
Do you know, you want to hear something stupid?
What?
You know how in the big milk jug, there's that big straw?
Yeah.
There's like a big crazy straw?
Yeah.
I thought you had to put the milk into the straw.
Oh, so were you just missing all of your milk?
Yeah, I kept dumping the milk, but I wasn't getting anything because I was trying to put it in his dumb straw. It was like the second time we ever played the mini game. I never said nothing.
Yeah,
like,
you were awfully quiet. I remember.
Can't be this stupid. And then that goes down to the whole learning thing I was saying. If you just try the game once, you'll go, oh, I'm an idiot.
Yeah, I got it.
I'm
now.
Such an idiot. That's just for show.
Yep.
You put the milk in the damn jug directly. Duh.
All right, what's the... So milking a pig via piglets, put the pig in the nip, squeeze the milk out into a jug. Pretty simple.
He who collects the most milk from nursing the pig wins the game.
Yep.
again, on the same theme, Pig Bridge.
Oh, this one's intense.
This one's got a learning curve.
Yeah. You're like sitting on a pig.
You're riding a pig.
And there's like a zigzaggy bridge that you have to navigate past and
get to pathway,
the
pathway, yeah.
And get to the finish line.
Over water.
But we're playing Local Dojo Unleashed. So how do you navigate? You have like a little like slapper in your right hand, and there's like a sweet spot on the pig that's highlighted. There's like a little spot that it shows like this is where you should slap. And you got to slap it with your right hand. And then in your left hand, you have a carrot that dictates.
Carrot on a stick.
A carrot on a stick that dictates the direction of the pig. So you got to like, you know, if you want to go to the right, you know, move the carrot to the right. You want to move to the left, move the carrot to the left. And now you're on these, like, it's a giant like dock that you zigzag dock. So you can fall off into the water. Fall off into the water.
Quite easy.
Very easily.
It's only, I think, three or four boards wide.
Yeah. It's very thin. Yeah. And you got a fat, big pig.
And like, there's no smooth angles. Everything's straight and then direct left.
Yeah,
direct
that's why right. I say zigzag. It's like
crazy.
It's very sharp turn. So you have to like you have to compensate that with when you're going to turn with your carrot and how hard you're going to slap. So like you're going straight down, you can whack that thing real hard. But you don't want to do that cutting a corner. You want to like real smooth. The first couple times we played, I tried to just rush through and I kept falling off. I was like, I'd rather just go slow. Till
make
the end.
The corners, yeah.
Because it's not even the first to the finish line. Obviously, if you get to the finish line first, you win, but there's a time limit too. So if the time limit runs out, it's who's ever farthest at that moment dictates
not
the
where you were.
Not who's hit not who's made it the farthest in their attempts. So if you just were about to make it to the finish line, literally at the end, fall off and now the timer goes off, you're probably in last place.
Absolutely. It's also two speeds to the pig. That I've discovered. There's the sweet spot speed, which will make it run.
Yep. And then
well,
if
not
you
run, but
go fast. And then if you hit around that, it goes pretty slow.
The slower speed.
Which you might want to use for turning corners.
That's exactly what I do.
Yep.
I'll get to the edge of the where I should be turning right. I'll go a couple more steps.
Yep. I was going to say, I usually
and then
overcompensate.
I'll turn my pig's head all the way to the right.
Yep.
And then he'll just dig, dig, dig,
yep,
dig, dig.
Me too.
And I believe it's a mechanical pig. I don't think it's a real pig.
No, this game seems to be pro animal. I don't think they'd have you slapping pigs.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you don't hit the pig correctly, the guy kind of.
Yeah.
It's repetitive with that because I don't always hit him right with my little riding crop. Okie dokie. So, probably the most innuendo
game. I've been
waiting
for this one.
The most innuendo game that they have on this is called Chum Gun.
Yeah.
Chum Gun.
This is another neutral one. No attacker, defender. Everyone's on neutral ground. You got a chum gun.
Neutral ground, but the object of the game
is to mess with everyone.
Yeah, you're attacking everybody.
Yeah, but there's no like.
Different
like if
roles.
You're, yeah.
No, if you're
yeah,
all
yeah,
in the same
yeah,
starting
it's,
block.
It's a neutral ground game.
Okay, I got you.
So, like, that's what I meant by attacker. That's what I mean by attacker defender. It's like, you know, different roles. So, like, you have this gun that you have to pump, and you're pumping it.
Pump with your left hand, hold the trigger with
your right hand.
And
it shoots this chum,
bloody,
C-H-U-M.
Yeah, bloody, gross, shark attractant.
Yep, and you have to shoot it onto the other players. When it hits them, it attracts sharks, which will then jump at them, and they have to duck under and avoid the shark. If you duck too early, the shark's just going to follow you, and you get hit. So you got to time it when the shark's jumping. That's when you duck. And of course, you're trying to hit other players and the sharks are going after them. They're hitting you too. And the sharks are coming after you too. So you got to duck as well. So it's like, you
it's
can't
the
just
most active mini game they have.
Oh, you can work workout. A sweat in this one.
I would not want to do it three times in a row.
No. Cause like you have to, yeah. Cause it's, you're, and it's like hyper focused too. Cause like you're focused on hitting everyone, but then you're like, these sharks will come from a lot of different angles. It's not only front at you know, they'll come from the right side. You know, it's like, damn.
Yeah, you
didn't even
pay
see that one coming, you know?
It's a lot easier with just two players on this one than it is when the three and four, because then the two players can gang up on the one player. And then eventually, like last night, I caught an advantage because I just got, you're hard to get eaten by the shark. So I just lucked out and you got eaten by the shark. And then I'm like, this is a no brainer now. And I took out the other guy. And then you were already back up, but I think now he was attacking you, so I just joined into the attack. It just worked out well for me. But there's a huge workout factor, and man,
this is one that I dominated when we first started playing, and now you beat me at it.
Well,
you got more years of your chum gun.
You have experience. I'm 50. I've been chum gunning for years. The faster you move the slider hand, your left hand,
the farther it shoots.
The farther it shoots. So the incentive is to
pump
that gun with as much speed and vigor as you can to get the most chum out. To spread out all over your opponent.
All over his face.
And then the shark will eat you. Yeah, it's funny, man.
Every time we land on chum gum, I'm like, here it is.
It's the most perverse game they got going on here. But it's funny. Again, show me one of these games that just doesn't
make you laugh. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. The only challenge I would say with this one is if you've had a shoulder injury or an arm injury, mm-hmm. you're probably not going to fare well in it because
knees. It's hard for you to duck.
Yeah. But who cares? You know, so it's fun. One
you
game
get so immersed in this. I bet you got bad knees. You're not even going to fucking notice playing it.
That's possible.
You're so immersed in it. You might not.
Yeah. All right. So two more to go and then we'll wrap all this up. We got Catapult. Catapult, I believe.
Catapult. Yeah. Catapult.
This is audibly my least favorite sounding game because if it's just screaming kittens. Meow.
Yeah. Meow. You're like launching cats.
The whole game. This one's tough on the ears, but the game is fun.
Yeah. You're like launching, you got like a slingshot. And then, like, these cats come up to it.
Of course, overly exaggerated in height slingshot.
Yep. And you got to pull it back. Obviously, the farther back you pull it, you know, the more, like, force it shoots with. And you have, like, a little red arrow aimer type. Not arrow, but, like, pointer kind of. And you got to aim it perfectly onto the cat. Like, onto the obvious sweet spot to land it. Now, however, sometimes there's bombs, too.
Oh, it's a tongue.
Yeah, it's a tongue.
It's a big tongue. Isn't it the dog's tongue?
Yep. That's right. It's a giant dog. You're launching cats onto the dog, onto a giant
what's
cat.
What's weird is they look like balls to me, so they sound like cats.
But it looks like a bowling ball.
Yeah. So, I mean, again, out of fairness to animals, I don't think you're launching live kitties.
No. It just makes a sound.
But they stick to the tongue like cats.
Yeah. And every time you land on the tongue, it moves the tongue down a little bit.
It's your score rating.
Yep. And there's giant, like, dog arms that are, like, moving left and right. Over the tongue, trying to block you from hitting it. So you got to time when to launch your cat to stick on the tongue. Now, the element of messing with people, like most of these games have, there's bombs that come up as well. Obviously, you're not caring about messing with people. Bomb comes up, just shoot it to the left or just get rid of it, you know? But you can launch it onto your, you know, the other player's tongues, and then it sticks, and it'll blow up all of their, you know, not all of them, but a lot
good
of the
chunk
cats
of them.
In that area of the tongue.
Take their points away.
So you can mess with other people pretty good. You're good at that with this one.
Well, I'll get it like this. It takes just as much time to launch the bomb onto a player's board as it would to launch a cat onto mine. So why not take the same amount of time? And
that's how I feel about the pure one with the bombs.
Yeah.
The potato gun.
Yeah.
This
one has a built-in, like...
I'll be honest, man, with egg boxing, it doesn't take me much to mess with people.
Mm-mm.
I can put in the eggs and shoot hands pretty good. So
it takes nothing for you to mess with people. Somebody's swinging at you once, and you're probably going to be on them the whole game.
I've seen you
not even collect eggs just to ruin it for, like, all right, you know.
No, that's when I usually win. So I usually grab enough eggs to at least get the win.
So Catapult, huge exaggerated, huge dog
mm-hmm.
with a tongue hanging out.
Another like another neutral game one too.
Yep.
Yeah, we're all on the even ones.
We
on
all
that
start
one.
The same on this one.
Yep.
And then I've never figured out if everyone gets bombs at the same time.
No, because think you're shooting at different rates too.
That'd be pretty cool. Oh yeah, right. I didn't think of that.
Yeah, like you might shoot faster than me. I might be taking my time aiming. You might be.
I love this game.
Yeah.
I really enjoy this one
that you do really good at.
Yep, I enjoy it a lot.
Well, you do good at because like I'll see your tongue hanging low. And then I'll see you shooting bombs and blowing up everyone's. Yeah.
Get that hanging chum tongue. All right. Lastly, Hook a Hog.
This one might be my best one.
Yeah. You do increasingly better and better at this one.
Yeah. This one
hook
is.
Hook a hog.
Again, back to the like pig theme that seems to be going on a lot.
Yeah.
So you have like,
these are like mini pigs.
Yeah. So you have in you have in one hand like a hook on a stick, and then the other hand there's like, or to your left, I guess there's like a giant basket of different foods, and you got to pick up the food. Fruit, yeah.
Yeah, like apple, pear. I think
there's a carrot too. So yeah,
there's a carrot.
There's some veggies too. Correct. So you got to like, I think it might be even some lettuce or some shit. I don't fucking know. So you got to like pick it up and shake it up and down like a shake weight, and it makes like a little squeaky noise.
Like a almost like a dog squeaker toy.
Yeah, I always feel like, damn it, dude, my dog's going to get so pumped one of these days.
Dog thinks you're an idiot for shaking an invisible toy. He's probably like, wow, what are you playing with?
So when you shake it, that attracts the piglets over to you. And on the piglets, there's different numbers. 1, 2, 3. And then obviously there's one gold one. And there's a finite amount. So if you scoop one, all right, no. So you got to scoop it, carefully bring it over and dump it into your pen. When you get the points for the pen, that pig is no longer in the middle. Like, it's not like another one pops out. So, if, for example, there's 25 pigs, you take one, now there's only 24. So, like, you take all the threes, it's not only that you got those points, nobody else can get those pigs, you know?
Mm.
So, there's that element to it, too. I'm always aiming for the threes.
And I would encourage people to use different vegetables.
Because
if you use the same vegetable, you're going to get...
the same pigs coming at you. It seems.
There's, like, three different varieties of piglets.
But you know what's interesting? Sorry, keep going.
It just seems that way to me.
Yeah.
Like if I use the, let's say an apple, I'll only get really strongly one variety
of the colors.
Yeah. And then if I use the other ones, like the black spotted mm-hmm. pigs will come over. If I use the other one, the other color ones will come over.
I usually use the same one the whole time. And I'm just a whore with them. I can't explain it.
Yeah. No, you do good at hook a hog. My problem is I hook it and I hook it fine. But when I go to pick it up, it falls off the hook.
Yeah, it's very easy for that to happen in the transfer between you got it in the air.
And so I don't know how much of that is me or how much of that is the game.
So well, here's what I've noticed with it.
I don't know.
Not to give up my secrets. It's very easy to hook it at the tip and lift it in the air. But if you're only hooking it near the tip area, it's going to fall off. Think of it.
Yeah.
You know, you're like holding
it. It's a curved hook.
Yeah. So when you hook it, really make sure you're getting like, at the bottom of the hook where it would not fall down when you pick it up in the air, you know?
I got you.
So you really got to hook it under good and go slow with it, you know? But that one's a pretty straight concept too. So hook a hog, pick up the piglets, move it into the pen, you know, different points per pig. Most points win.
Okay.
Pretty straightforward, right?
Yeah.
It's been a long episode describing all these games too.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh no. I feel bad.
Yeah. Hey, you know what?
Our own personal rule is like, you know, 40 minutes at 40 the
minutes is like the
yeah, we you need know. To get out of Dodge time. But that was 16 mini games. Oh, man.
Yeah.
I feel bad.
So we'll do a quick final rating.
We can wrap this up. That's easy enough.
Yeah. You know, going on our four categories of gameplay, functionality, replayability, and aesthetics. I know I feel like every week I say these in a different order, but
you do.
But nonetheless, those are our four categories. We rank them 1 to 25, and the total of all of those is our final score.
Humna, humna.
Humna, 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 who?
Been talking too much.
Right? Hour 7 minutes into it, sheesh. So starting with gameplay, on a scale of 1 to 25, I got to give them a 25 on gameplay. I can't, it's silly. It's fun. There's a wide variety of different mini games. You can play a single player. You can play multiplayer with it. The gameplay is fun. I can't knock them on anything on it. It's good there. I'll be pretty quick on that one. That's usually one I'm pretty stingy on too. I'm kind of king of 20s for gameplay. This game nails it for what it is, a party board game. I can't ask for more. So gameplay, they're getting a 25 for me. Aesthetics, in terms of graphics and whatnot, I got to give them another 25. You know, it's not like photorealistic graphics, like real VR fishing or anything like that. But for what they're aiming for that comical, cartoony kind of feel, they nail it. It adds to the immersion. It's very easy to get lost in this game. A, because of how fun the gameplay is, but also partially because of the graphics to it. So aesthetics, I can't nail them at all. 25 on aesthetics as well. Replayability, you know, I was going back and forth a lot between 15 and 20 on this. It depends. For me personally, I'm going to say 20 on this because I have people to play with. I can understand maybe if you had nobody to play with, you know, or like the same one person to play with, it might get a little repetitive. But like, geez, in the time we've been playing it, I've been looking forward to playing this almost every night. Like, we'll be hitting each other up and be like, you want some local dojo? So, I mean, for me personally, I'm going to give them 20 on the replayability. But example, when it goes to your time, if I see you hit 15 on replayability, I can't follow you there. Just for me, it's definitely one that I'm going to be looking to play a lot. So 20, I got replayability at 20, and then functionality. This is where they're going to take a little hit. All the mini games, I've yet to have a glitch inside the actual mini game. And I have yet to have a glitch in the actual like board game area. Where I have had a bunch of glitches is in the lobby. Like when I go to set up a room and I'm waiting for the other players to join, sometimes nobody sees my lobby. I got to go and create a new one or just wait another extra minute or two. And then eventually the lobby will show up, it seems. Sometimes the title screen is a little buggy on like that main menu. So functionality, I got to hit them with a 15. It mostly functions good. All the games function good. The board game area functions good, but that lobby is bad. So I'll take 10 points there. They'll get a 15 on functionality. So I got 25 gameplay, 25 aesthetics, 20 for replayability, and then 15 for functionality. So a total of 85 mm-hmm. for me. And I really want to give them higher because it's so freaking good. It's just that, you know, fix the lobby glitches and then boom, easy 95, you know?
Okay. It's my understanding they are fixing
that. Yeah. It's just as of right this second that I'm reviewing it.
I know.
Imagine.
And I also know that I've discovered that if someone says like, and we only do that because we're in party chat. So that's how we know, you know, that's how we're actually knowing like, hey, you just created the lobby.
Yeah.
But I've noticed that if I go in there and it says there's no lobbies, I just wait 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And then I see the lobbies pop up.
Yeah.
So I get people's argument too with there's not a lot of people to play with. If you're a single, you know, player person, you don't have friends who own the game, that there's been some struggles to actually find players to play with. But I'm hoping that as the game gets more notoriety, I guess, or more people jump on it, it'll be easier if people don't have friends to play with to find up to like four players to actually be able to do that at will. That's kind of cool. But anywho's, gameplay, I'm with you on like a lot of these. I really am. The only thing I differ on with you is just one of them. But gameplay, 25, it's classified as a board game. That's how I'm looking at it. Yeah, that's the genre I'm treating it as. This is right now, as far as VR goes, one of the absolute best board games I've ever played. So
16 mini games, like they don't short that, you on that.
Nope. Like, there's and so I'm actually, many. I'm like, I'm selfish. So I'm like, oh man, I hope they
give more. I want to see 24, you know?
Yeah.
And you can play them in single player too, but your turn, you know?
So gameplay, I give them a 25. It is what it is. I mean, every one of these games makes me laugh. I have fun. I've never rolled my eyes playing this game. Aesthetics, they get a 25. It looks good. It feels like it should. I get what you're saying about cartoony. I grew up in a different generation. So when you say cartoons, they're very soft and fuzzy and blurry and pastel-y. But
it's like
cartoons nowadays are all high def. So yeah, it's like for people animation. To say cartoons. Yeah, there's a visual game changer. But I'll say they do get a 25, but I'm just not going to use cartoons if there's any older folks listening because their brain might revert to the old Saturday morning cartoon only, no such thing as Cartoon Network, and that was it, one day a week, and those weren't high def. So I see a lot of people will say, like, games are cartoony, and then I play them, and I'm like, doesn't look like a cartoon to me, But I just want people to know that it's high def, but I know exactly what you mean by cartoon.
It's very animated.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. Replayability. So I have a 25 for gameplay, 25 for aesthetics. Replayability, I'll go with the 20. And that's because you can play it single player. You're not forced to play it multiplayer. And it's not impossible to find people to play with. It's just at the very moment in time, you're not going to find thousands of people to play with. And then one has to question how many people own the game, how many people are playing it. But again, I'm banking on popularity and people catching on that this game is fun as hell. Even if you have one friend to play with, it's fun as hell. Add more people, it just gets more fun. We'll be talking about whether it's really fun with four people or not. But I have no issue replaying it. I look forward to playing it. So 25, 25, and a 20 on replayability. Functionality is the only thing I'm going to gig them on, and that would be a 15. I haven't had glitches per se, just some minor bugs, issues. Things don't seem to work like they should. Like, as I'll use one of the mini games, like the whale one where you got to hit it with the paddle.
Mm-hmm.
It's immensely hard to hit the, it's a big paddle. I'm not missing.
But yeah, but not
it just
that,
doesn't seem if you don't hit the one sweet spot. It's not, and then even then, it might not even go onto the whale. It might hit real low, or you might hit it to the right. But just those little detail things, that being there's no reason that things aren't going to get tightened and better anyways. So maybe I'm being a jerk.
Hey, I gave 15 on functionality.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, because of the lobby glitches. Because of the lobby, like the...
Oh, so mine ends up being the same exact score as yours.
What, you thought I gave a 20?
Yeah, I thought it was kind of being a little jerky with that. But there's, the lobby glitch I get. And if you see the message that shows up that says like, hey, there's no servers, what are you going to do? You're going to click cancel and then go back in.
Yeah.
Where, I think we were just playing and I was like, I'll just wait, see what happens. Mm-hmm. Because you were talking to me, telling me that you're in there.
And one other thing that you got to nail them down to functionality being a 15 on is that this game has no chill with taking off a headset. If you take off your headset for like 5-10 seconds.
No, it seems to disconnect you from...
It won't disconnect you only. It'll end the whole game for everyone.
In multiplayer?
Yeah.
You're all screwed.
Yeah.
Which that kind of bummed me out.
So
because sometimes people's 15, internet. Yeah, no,
there's
that's
no
fair.
Being mean there. It's
totally
it's
fair.
I forgot to mention that part, so I'm sorry to cut you off.
No. Nope.
But yeah, don't take off your headset to itch your toes, whatever, nothing. You know what I mean? Like,
no, because it won't just ruin it for you. It'll ruin it for everyone. Everybody.
Yep, we learned the hard way when our friend knocked over his TV and he took off his headset. Right.
So I knew there was a reason I wasn't being a jerk.
Yeah. So you got 25, 25, 20, and 15.
Yeah.
So 85 as well.
85. Yeah. Nothing, nowhere to go but up.
And the thing is, like, I don't know what they could do about replayability to make replayability a 25. It kind of just comes with the genre of the game, right? And like this style of game, I don't know. I don't have anything in mind that would be.
I think a 20 replayability is damn
really
good.
Exactly. Yeah. I can't think of anything.
That means you're not willing to play it.
Yeah. I can't think of anything that they could do to make that more. However, they could easily get to a 25 in functionality. Easy.
Yeah.
My score could change to a 95 just by fixing the minor glitches, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So.
And again, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, definitely expect that to be fixed, at least the server issue. And the ability to find a quick match easier, I guess.
Yeah, but that might come with just, like you said, more people playing and catching on. And
exactly. Yeah. Overall, I think it's
a sleeper. I'm surprised it doesn't have more attraction on the Quest Store. Because it's got such beautiful, it's got really good graphics for the
I think when word of mouth gets out about the mini games, because let's be honest, it's like not, I mean, you and I, yeah, we're like, oh yeah, let's play a board game. You know, like we're mm-hmm. anxious to see VR and board games. But I think once people really realize that these mini games are as fun as they are.
Yeah. Especially if you have people to play with. If you have a group of friends with headsets, you know, even just one or two other people.
The game where you're the tree and you got to stop squirrels from coming and stealing your nuts and shit. Is immensely popular.
Yep.
And for all intents and purposes, that could be just one mini game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like, that's what I'm thinking is like, once the more of the hype of what the mini games are come out, then you'll see the popularity start to pick up even more.
Yeah.
But I mean, they're rocking, what, a 4.3?
Yeah.
Come on. 4.3 is not bad at all. I'll take it. So hats off to them. But if you want a fun game that's guaranteed to make you laugh, if you like, you have a good sense of humor, then this is the game. Yeah. Get it for you and your friends and have a good time, because there's no way you're not going to have fun. Dude, I literally had tears in my eyes laughing at some of these. And even last night we were playing, I'm laughing. I'm genuinely laughing.
People have fun, like hearing other people's reactions as you're playing, like they're hearing them mess up. It's comical.
Yeah. And it's not a toxic society, because everyone's just having fun.
Yeah. So. It's fun.
Yep.
It's a real, real good game.
So I apologize. This was a long one. This is probably longer than anyone should be.
Yeah. Anticipated. But hey, we had to scrap 16 mini games. Didn't think about that. We probably should have rushed through that a little bit more, but what can you do?
That's all right. So, take the hit where we can.
If you're still listening, I'll say, hey, you enjoy this episode. You didn't mind listening to us to a ramble for like an hour 20. You know, hey, go hop over, join our subreddit at, you know, reddit.com/r/roughtalkvr. There you can join a community of other podcast fans, you know, join us in discussions of the episodes, kind of some other VR news. Tell us we talk too much. Count, you know, there's some people who count 100% the amount we say it. kind of that kind of fun
100%
stuff.
I didn't say it at all.
Yeah, well, now we have you know, organized some good community meetup games, that kind of fun stuff. So go hop over there. We're trying to get to 100 members. We're at like 82 now. Also, you check our show notes, there's like a link to go support the podcast. We actually just got a new podcast, you know, monthly supporter last week, so I'm always pumped to see that. That's always some cool stuff.
Huge.
But yeah, there's a link. You can kind of do like either a one-time donation to the podcast of your chosen amount, or you can choose to be a monthly supporter where you donate, you know, every month automatically. Again, you kind of your chosen amount. I have different tiers that you want to pick from, whatever. And yeah, just help us make the reality of this whole podcasting thing being full time and more time to stream games and YouTube content, all that fun stuff. All right. Well, other than that, hey, I hope you guys enjoy this episode and Loco Dojo Unleashed. I hope we can see it blow up pretty soon. Oh, wait. Before we stop.
Yep.
We kind of messed up and,
yep. Real quick, take 10 seconds.
Yep. Before you close this out, by the way, this game is $19.99 on the Oculus Quest
store.
I cannot believe we did not mention that.
So, apologies. $19.99. Now you can have a good week.
All right. Ciao.